Welcome, everyone, to Breathing, the free, unspoken, always available weight management tool. I'm Rochelle Rice, and I'm thrilled to have you join me this evening. This, to me, is one of the most untalked about, or what I like to call the unspoken, subjects that's going on when it comes to weight management. And one of the key things that I wanted to bring to your awareness, why I believe it's not being spoken about, is because it's something free and available to you all the time. We live in a $60 billion plus diet industry, $60 billion diet industry, where we're trying to find some gadget, some tool, some new diet, some way of weight management. But there's not enough conversation around the breath and the benefits of the breath and the understanding of the breath from an anatomical perspective. So my goal in teaching you this tonight is, first of all, to help you understand even more on an anatomical level what's happening in your beautiful body, and second, to reclaim and understand why this is important for you, how you can take charge and control of this, and how you can start to begin to implement this right away, even tonight as we're doing our call. So one of the things I'd also said in the email was that I wish I knew then what I know now. And the then that I was referring to is when I was dancing in San Francisco with a jazz dance company, and I mentioned this in an email that it was very, what I would call, smashing and trashing as I would go through the kitchen looking for something, looking for the next fix, looking for anything that wasn't nailed down with regards to food. And what I didn't realize at the time was that if I had had a practice of breathing, or if I understood the breath from an anatomical perspective, it might have at least taken the edge off so that I could slow myself down enough to maybe take a pause, either so I wouldn't take that binge, or take that pause and maybe make it a less of a binge. And so the breathing to me only happened when I danced. And that's why the physical movement would always calm me down, calm down my central nervous system and calm me down. But I didn't realize the connection to the breath was what was actually doing it. And in my training and in my whole time of the therapy and the self-care and everything else I was trying to do, not once did it come up about a breathing practice. And this is what I want to share with you tonight. So the body, 70% of the body's waste is processed through breathing. Now, I find that absolutely amazing, that 70% of your body's waste is processed through breathing. Our bodies process food, liquids, and oxygen. But it's the oxygen in our system that contracts our muscles, it repairs our cells, it feeds our brains, and it actually calms our nerves. So it's the breathing is the number one chief cleansing tool of the body. And I know that when we go to doctors, we're measuring all these different things. We're getting the blood pressure checked. We're getting all these other things checked. But we're not ever measuring the full breath or the depth of our breath unless, for example, we have some type of respiratory infection. Every day, the body burns off 700 billion, that's billion, 700 billion old cells. And the old cells are toxic and need to be removed from our system. But if the toxic waste or these dead cells or old cells are not being eliminated at the same rate it's being produced, we start to feel sluggish or tired or sleepy. But as long as we are breathing properly and getting plenty of oxygen, and there's sufficient energy, and the waste is easily eliminated. So here's what I mean. If it's 700 billion old cells a day that need to be burned off, but we aren't taking in the sufficient amount of oxygen through a breathing practice, then the body feels very sluggish, feels very tired, and everything gets almost like sludge and bogged down in the system. On the other end, let's go to the extreme. When you run, you increase your oxygen intake from 7 to 8 liters per minute on a regular day to 34 or more liters per minute. Now, I'm not asking you to all start going outside and start running around to increase to 34 more liters, but my point is that instead of 7 to 8 liters per minute, you're increasing with when you run up to 34 more liters per minute. So the body, the average pair of lungs, and this I find fascinating, the average pair of lungs holds almost 2 gallons of air. Yet most of us settle for a measly 2 or 3 pints. 2 or 3 pints. And we tend to take our breathing for granted, and that not everyone takes in the same amount of oxygen. So yes, we're all breathing and we all take it for granted. Yes, we're breathing. But not all of us are taking in the same amount of oxygen. So let's talk a little bit about one of the questions that often comes up is, well, should I breathe through my nose or through my mouth? And as we go through the exercises here later on, we'll talk a little bit more about it. But it truly depends. The nose warms and moisturizes the air that's coming in, and it pulls more oxygen into the lower lobes of the lungs. However, I know sometimes when people are sick or they have a cold or they have allergies, it's difficult to take the breath in and out through the nose. But if you can, whenever you can, it is better to take it in through the nose. There is some evidence that through the nose can prevent infections and colds because the mucous membranes filter out the impurities and regulate more the temperature and the humidity. So that's another couple of reasons of why going in through the nose is better. However, as I do in class, often say that if you can only breathe in through the mouth, so be it. The key is to getting more breath in. Now, the other part is that talking from an anatomical perspective. I don't know if you had a chance to look at the YouTube video, and if not, be sure to check it out on my YouTube channel. But it's understanding from an anatomical perspective where the lungs are and how we can draw this breath into the body. So if you can, whether you have me on speakerphone or whatever, if you can, take the first 2 fingers of each hand and place them in the soft spot of your throat. It's kind of that really nice soft spot in the throat. And then just gently tap out along your clavicle. You should feel that bone that goes horizontally across. As you tap out, I want you to keep in mind that your lungs go this high in the body. Now come back to the center and gently tap down on the sternum. And continue to palpate the rib cage all the way down. So when you get to the bottom of the rib cage, you should be approximately about mid-waist or so. Now, this is the full expansion of the rib cage. And under the ribs, obviously, are your beautiful lungs. Now, the lungs can expand and contract with the use of the diaphragm being that dome-shaped muscle that lays underneath the lungs. But what happens is when we're not taking this full breath or understanding how to breathe in and out from that belly breath, the diaphragm almost becomes stagnant or doesn't know how to get that full movement in and out. And so our capacity to breathe in a much more invigorating way gets very diminished. The breathing from the lungs is also important to help clear the mind and clear the body. So what we're going to be working on next are some of the actual breathing exercises to help you move forward with understanding how to work this much, much more efficiently. So the first one we're going to do is the belly breathing or the diaphragmatic breathing. Just as you're sitting on this call, try taking the breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just for a moment, in through the nose and out through the mouth. And what you should notice is that the abdomen is gently rising and falling. Now, if that's not happening, imagine after when you inhale, try exhaling like you were blowing out through a straw. All right, so gently inhale. But as you exhale, blow out through a straw and see if that helps you easy find a regulation of the breath in and out. Now, a lot of times we're taught, as I say, to suck it in or pull in our abdomen, but it takes us out of that anatomical, that natural state of breathing in and out. So again, just continue with the breath, easy in through the nose, out through the mouth, and see if you can feel the abdomen rise first. You may have to practice this a little bit before you can get the correct anatomy with this, but it will come. And I say, if it's hard to figure out or hard to understand, watch someone else sleeping or watch one of your pets sleeping, because innately you'll see the rise and fall of the abdomen. So now let's take a couple of breathing exercises now that we have this. We're going to inhale through the nose for two and then exhale for two. We'll increase it to three and increase it to four. I'll call it out. All you need to do is make sure that everything else is turned off around you. Have some quiet space and follow my voice as we do the inhale and exhale. So we'll take a small exhale to begin. Inhale, one, two, exhale, one, two, inhale, one, two, exhale, one, two, inhale, one, two, exhale, one, two, inhale, one, two, exhale, one, three counts, inhale, one, two, three, exhale, three, two, one, inhale, one, two, three, exhale, three, two, one, inhale, one, two, three, exhale, three, two, one, inhale, one, two, three, exhale, three, two, four counts, inhale, one, two, inhale, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, one, inhale, one, two, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, one, inhale, one, two, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, last time, breath in, one, two, inhale, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, and rest. Just allow your breath to find an easy flow in and out. Just notice in this moment how your body feels. Does it feel more relaxed? Does it feel maybe agitated because it couldn't take the breath in and out? Without any judgment, just notice in this moment how your body feels. And some of you may even notice that you are very tired. And the tweak here, or the way that you need to just look at this is, do you physically need more sleep, and that's what you're noticing? Or are you noticing that you've come from going 1,000 miles an hour to slowing down into a nice, easy, even, softer, quieter space? This is what I call the art of the work, or the fine-tuning, just to notice after doing some breathing like that how your body feels and whether or not you truly need sleep, you need to practice the breathing, or if this is just what it feels like for you to snuggle in with your breath. Okay. So just stay in that nice, easy breathing for a moment. And before we go on to the next breathing exercise, let me tell you why I feel the breathing increases the connection to your food. One of the things I often talk about is we sit there and we literally inhale our food. We have no idea how much we ate, where it went, how fast it went. But I call it kind of waking up at the end of the meal, trying to figure out what just happened. With a breathing practice, it allows you to be more present with your food. However, you need to practice the breathing before you even get to the food. And that's why I call it a breathing practice, that you need to work on the breathing on the times when either you're driving in the car or you're on public transportation or even with your children, just practicing the breathing. Because if the food is something that's highly, it's a hot topic for you, to try to find the breathing with your food at that time is really, it's like lifting a 50-pound barbell or something like that. It's too much work at that time. But if you're practicing it at other times before you're actually with the food, it's easier to sit down with the food. It helps you connect better. It helps you to feel better. And one of the things that we do in the Breathe and Eat program here that we're launching is that it allows us to then sit there and feel what's happening with the food in the body. So by having a breathing practice, practicing it ahead of time, and then being able to implement it while you're having your meal will help you get a much clearer vision, or much clearer feeling, I should say, of what's happening in your body in the moment that the food is coming in. Okay. So let's try another breathing exercise. Some of you have done this one with me before, but it's a nice one to come back into and just practice like we are tonight. This is called the triangle breath, and you're going to inhale for the count of three, hold for three, and exhale for three. So I'll count it out just like we did before. Give it your best shot and see how you feel. Try to just quiet your mind as much as you can. Listen to my voice and let the sound of my voice help you focus your mind. Small exhale. Inhale one, two, three, and hold one, two, three, exhale three, two, one. Inhale one, two, three, and hold one, two, three, exhale three, two, one. Inhale one, two, three, and hold one, two, three, exhale three, two, one. Inhale one, two, three, and hold one, two, three, exhale three, two, last time. Inhale one, two, three, and hold one, two, three, exhale three, two, one, and rest. And again, just easy, let the breath come in and out. Taking a moment again to just notice, without any judgment, how your body feels after doing that breathing exercise. Does it feel agitated because you had to hold your breath? Do you feel a little bit more relaxed? Was this one a little easier for you now that we're settling into the call a little bit more? But just to notice, without any judgment at all, how that breathing felt for you. Now let's talk a little bit about why the breathing, how we can regulate the body weight with the connection to the breath. Okay. As I mentioned before, if the body, 70% of the body's waste is processed through breathing. then we need the oxygen in our system that's going to help us contract those muscles, repair our cells, literally feed our brains, and calm our nerves. This is why when we work on the breathing practice ahead of time on a regular basis, it will help us to regulate the body weight by making sure that those 700 billion cells, those 700 billion old cells, are getting eliminated or removed from our system with our chief cleansing tool, with the of breath. I think it's a chief cleansing tool, the breath. If we are not doing a regular breathing practice or being mindful of the breath, then as I mentioned before, everything sort of is sluggish, slows down. We don't feel like doing anything. So the breathing is just a nice way to begin to stoke up the metabolism a little bit by allowing the oxygen to come in and totally and completely nourish your body, your mind, your spirit. Let's go on to one more breathing exercise. And this one is called squaring off the breath. And just a reminder, on the inhale, just to notice if your abdominal wall is rising. So when you inhale, make sure the abdominal wall is rising, or try to the best of your ability. And when you exhale, that you're gently drawing the navel to the spine. In fact, we'll do this one, and then I'll do one more later on as well. But this one's called squaring off the breath, or the square breath. We're going to inhale for the count of four, hold for four, exhale for four, and hold for four. Okay, and as you do the breathing in and out, what I want you to also think of while you're focusing on my voice and trying to keep everything else out of your mind, make a connection with your body and really feel the oxygen coming into your body and actually envision those cells kind of being eliminated just by bringing in this beautiful oxygen and really nourishing and restoring your whole body. So we'll take a small exhale to begin. Breath in, one, two, inhale, three, four, and hold, one, two, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, one, and hold, one, two, three, four, inhale, one, two, three, four, and hold, one, two, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, one, and hold, one, two, three, four, inhale, one, two, three, four, and hold, one, two, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, one, and hold, one, two, three, four, inhale, one, two, three, four, and hold, one, two, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, one, and hold, one, two, three, last time, breath in, one, two, three, four, and hold, one, two, three, four, exhale, four, three, two, one, and hold, one, two, three, and rest. And again, just allow the breath, your breath, easy in and out. Taking a moment to notice how your body feels. Does it feel more relaxed? Does it feel sleepy? Does it maybe even feel clearer, though, or more energized just by bringing some good oxygen into your body? And also just noticing, since this was another type of breathing practice, which one perhaps you preferred. Maybe it was a triangle breath that felt better, or perhaps a square breath that we just did felt better for your body. There's no right or wrong, but it's just finding some breathing exercises that feel right for you and your body. What feels right for you feels completely different for the next woman and the next woman. So why I believe so much in the breathing, especially when it comes to the food, and why I created the Breathe and Eat program, was that we spend so much time about what food should come into our bodies, or what program we should follow, or the gazillion dieting programs that are out there. And when I tell you I did them all, the one that comes most to my mind that I can't even look at a stewed tomato for the life of me, which was like lose 10 pounds in 3 days, which was, I think it was hamburgers and stewed tomatoes, and I can only remember the stewed tomatoes. But here's the thing. Again, not once in all of my studies and all of my practice did it ever come up about my breathing or my breathing practice to help me regulate my entire system, my central nervous system, to calm my nerves, to slow me down. I could only find that sense of calm in movement, but in my dance, but did not make that connection to it because I also had more breath going on. So my belief about this Breathe and Eat program that we're designing, that we've designed and put up, is that when you can feel how it is to just sit and be with your food. Not a psychological. This is not a psychological program. This is about anatomically understanding the breath, your alignment when you're with the food, and how the food feels in your anatomy. Not in the emotion, but in the physical body. How does the food feel? This is the passion that drives me when it comes to the Breathe and Eat program. This is what I've seen when the surprise of women doing this program see with the breathing, all of a sudden things are completely different on their relationship to the food because there's a sense of slowing down and being with it. Now, I call it a mindful eating program, but to me the stretch to being mindful from today to trying to be mindful tomorrow is such a big jump that I really look at this as one molecule at a time. So even by you being here tonight practicing a little bit, it's starting to shift some molecules within you slowly to sort of welcome the breath, embrace the breath, snuggle in with your breath to be part of you because it is part of you. We just overlook it and look externally for all the things to fix us instead of this beautiful, free, unspoken, always available weight management tool, our breath. And as I mentioned at the beginning of the call, I believe that there is not enough discussion around this or that we're not talking about this because we are in a $60 billion diet industry. And that if all of a sudden, can you imagine if everybody who was on these, quote, diets started picking up a breathing practice instead, what kind of a shift would that cause on the diet industry? Here it is, a free, unspoken, always available weight management tool right there for you. But we keep pushing the latest drug, the latest surgery, the latest, you know, fancy diet. It doesn't matter, whatever it is outside of us externally, instead of deeply relying on what I believe is innately in you and that I know that you can connect to and feel a relationship with, especially when it comes to your food. So let's take one last of the breathing just to return to that diaphragmatic breathing and see how that feels. We'll do exactly as we did in the beginning, which was an inhale for two and an exhale for two, and I'll increase it 3, 4, and 5. And what I want you to do is perhaps just notice the difference in your breathing now to when you began the call. Okay, without any judgment, but just to notice maybe and it's a change and there's perhaps more space and breath in your lungs. So this will be an inhale for two and an exhale for two, just as we did in the beginning. And again, just take your time, do the best that you can, and try to feel the rise and fall of the abdominals. It's a small exhale to begin. Inhale one, two, exhale one, two, inhale one, two, exhale one, two, inhale one, two, exhale one, two, inhale one, two, exhale one, three counts, inhale one, two, three, exhale three, two, one, inhale one, two, three, exhale three, two, one, inhale one, two, three, exhale three, two, one, inhale one, two, three, exhale three, two, four counts, inhale one, two, inhale three, four, exhale four, three, two, one, inhale one, two, three, four, exhale four, three, two, one, inhale one, two, three, four, exhale four, three, two, last time, inhale one, two, three, four, exhale four, three, two, and rest. And again, easy with the breath in and out. And just notice how your body feels. Some of you might experience a sense of being lightheaded or maybe even a little dizzy. And I would say nothing to be concerned about. I put in air quotes. And what I mean by that is you could be taking in more oxygen than you have all day today, therefore giving you that sense of that lightheadedness. But stay calm. Obviously, it should settle down once you practice more of your breathing, but that could be something you might be experiencing. I want to go back for just a minute and talk a little bit about why that belly breathing is so efficient. Most of us are breathing just in the chest. And the chest breathing, or I almost like to call it a pant even. And sometimes when we're sitting down even to eat, there's that short, choppy breath when we're trying to sit down and eat. But that chest breathing, it requires more breaths per minute than the belly breathing or the diaphragmatic breathing. And it forces the heart to work harder. It increases your blood pressure, and your central nervous system remains on that high alert. So again, that short, choppy breath or that chest breathing, right, forces your heart to work harder, increases your blood pressure, and it keeps your central nervous system on a high alert. When we go to sit with the food, if we haven't taken the time to settle into our seated position and organize ourselves anatomically and work the breathing, then we continue to take in the food almost in this high alert state. And then without the breath or the good breathing practice, we're not getting rid of those 700 billion old cells, so the whole system gets completely clogged up. Now, it is a stretch to start a breathing practice. However, it's not difficult in what you need to do. It's a matter of just getting it into your day, whether it's you make some time to start it in the morning, or like I said, when you're on public transportation or driving in the car, even checking in with one breath is going to make a significant shift in your overall health and wellness. A significant shift. And when it comes to the breathing with the food, again, a significant shift, even with one inhale and one exhale. I have been amazed in the Breathe and Eat program at how quickly women are tuning into exactly what's going on in their bodies when they take a breath. And in this program, it also helps you to learn how to settle in, work the breath, and then feel what's going on with your stomach organ. Now let's just link the breathing to the stomach organ and why with the Breathe and Eat program or with even a regular practice of breathing, there will be a decrease in the need for Tums or antacids. One of the key things in my recovery, one of the turning points for me and key things that I noticed was that when I was not overeating or binging, that I was not taking Tums on a regular basis. And it was fascinating to feel that connection because it brings up so much emotion just talking about it, but to live a life free of Tums or with less Tums, to recognize that as part of the healing or part of the ability to be peacefully with food, I don't know that anybody can understand it unless they've had a difficult relationship with food. So let's just anatomically remember that at the base of your esophagus and slightly left, tucked under and protected by the rib cage, is your beautiful stomach organ. Now, the stomach organ is about the size of your fist. And if you cup your hands together, that's how much food this beautiful organ can hold. So again, it's at the base of the esophagus, slightly to your left, tucked peacefully under the ribs, safely. The stomach organ is about the size of your fist, and it can hold the approximate amount of your hands cupped together. When you begin to make that connection on an anatomical level and add the breathing with it, you will be amazed at how quickly you can feel the sensations from an anatomical perspective. So in the Breathe and Eat program, just for the moment, what we're doing is we're putting the emotion aside, okay? Just for a moment, putting the emotion aside to try to bring a stronger dialogue from your body to your mind. So we're actually giving space for your physical body to have a voice, to speak. For so long, with food that's going in irregularly, we've kind of squashed the sound and the voice of the physical body. But when you put that aside, when you put the emotion on the side for just for the moment, breathe with the food and sit and understand this beautiful stomach organ, you will be amazed at how quickly it will speak to you about exactly what's going on, where it is with the food, whether the food was a match or not, and how much more food can go into the stomach organ or not. Now, again, the reason I'm so passionate about this program is that I never had the voice from my stomach organ. I never had the voice from an anatomical perspective. I only had that crazy banging around in my head that I was not thin enough, not good enough as a dancer, not pretty enough, never enough. That voice was much louder in my brain and in my entire being than the beautiful sound of my internal organ, my stomach organ. The fight was with my body, but if I believe today that if I had befriended my stomach organ as a beautiful organ, that I wouldn't have had a different pathway to health. The last time, to the best of my knowledge, that most of us studied anatomy was probably junior high, high school. And now here we are 10, 20, 30, 40 years later, coming back around to anatomy to start to really understand this and how the body physically works. Now, I just want to make a note that this program is not meant to take the place of any therapy that might be needed. There are some serious eating disorders, and you know that I had bulimia, so I've done a lot of work on that as well. But I just believe in this process from an anatomical perspective so much that I'm placing everything into this when it comes to this Breathe and Eat program. The truth is that once I believe you start with this program, you can eat what my favorite binge was, let's say Doritos and Ben and Jerry's, and still work the same breathing and eating. Or you can have salmon and kale and still get the results of listening to your physical body. We need to hear that voice. We need to take back, as women especially, we need to take back the belief that we do know what's going on in our bodies. We know it better than anybody out there. We may not always have the proof in our hands to show what's going on, but you just know. And I know every single one of you on the phone, I know, has had a moment with her body when you just knew something, but you had no tangible evidence. That's how I feel about this Breathe and Eat program. That's how I feel about the breathing. We don't have tangible evidence in the moment that this has a direct connection to what's going on, but you just know. And that's the part that's missing, and as a whole, in the health and wellness in this country, that part of the knowing part that we innately know, that we seem to have lost trust with, for whatever reason, we've lost trust with over the years, that's the trust that I'm trying to help us rebuild within ourselves. The trust in our ability to find the breath, the trust in our ability to hear our physical body, the trust in your ability to hear and feel your stomach organ in exactly what it needs. Let me just take a pause here because I get so passionate about that part. It's a privilege for me to be able to be here on the call with all of you tonight, and I thank you all for being here, because as a dancer with bulimia, it has been a big struggle to come back around to this again and be confident about what I truly believe in, because I don't necessarily have the data to back up what I innately know, other than I can hear it from my body and I have seen it with my clients. Even the small breath, as I said before, even a small breath before a meal will make a huge impact on your relationship to the food. And even taking it just a step further and pausing during the meal maybe and taking a breath, don't underestimate the power of what that can do. I truly wish I knew this from an anatomical perspective back then to help me move differently in my relationship with food. Am I always perfect with it? The truth is no. I mean, there are times when, of course, I've completely lost track of my breath. Either I'm having a really good time or there's a lot of people that I want to see and I've lost track, and therefore I've lost that connection to my breath and may tend to go and overeat. But I would say I'm trying to hit this about 80% of the time. This is a much more difficult thing to practice when you're out socially or out publicly with people. So I invite you to practice it even quietly on your own when you can. Or if you're sitting with your family at home, maybe just knowing that you can sit and listen as opposed to being part of the conversation, just trying to listen. But trust me, people aren't going to be watching you like, what are you doing? You can take a breath and still remain kind of free about what you're doing to take care of yourself. So let me just bring this to a close by coming with a few, just rounding up with a few points that we talked about tonight. The health professionals, to me, are not doing enough conversation about the positive and the relationship to your breath. And I think a lot of it is just not paying attention to it or underestimating it, but most importantly, that $60 billion diet industry. The second part is to remember that our average pair of lungs holds almost 2 gallons of air, and most of us are getting 2 or 3 pints. And lastly, the body eliminates 700 billion cells a day. 700 billion cells. And if we don't do that with a proper breathing and a good breathing practice, the body then begins to feel sluggish and doesn't feel like moving. And lastly, let's speaking about moving. Obviously, movement will help you with the breath. But I understand sometimes it's difficult to make that step towards movement. So I'm hoping this session this evening, this breathing, the free, unspoken, always available weight management tool will help you begin a step today, begin your step today to breathe and trust once again the relationship with your body. So if you found that this has been helpful for you, I would love to have you be part of the Breathe and Eat program, which I'm starting on September 29th. And we are launching this as an online program at breatheandeat.com, where we'll go through 6 weeks of this program. And I'm actually going to be doing the teleclasses on the Monday evenings that will coincide with the 6-week program. If you can't make the teleclasses, they will be recorded and sent to you. But I have seen what happens with breath and an awareness of the stomach organ, as we talked about, and how much the stomach can hold, and the relationship to the food, and how quickly each individual woman can create a unique vocabulary that works for her body, that is uniquely hers. Remember, this is a non-diet approach. This is in the health at every size paradigm, and this is a step towards what I feel, developing that trust from your body. So if you are interested in that, I would love to have you. I invite you to come on and be part of us when we begin next Monday, September 29th. And you can register for that on breatheandeat.com. And I hope you'll join us for the group. So this is Rochelle Rice. We're wrapping up the breathing, the free, unspoken, always available weight management tool. I thank you very much for being with me. And I will take a pause and open it up for questions.